Hello, and welcome to The News Cycle. I'm Jihan Moon, and I'll be your host for today. It's Monday, April 26th. Old Sacramento is a tourist attraction with many activities, one of these being the Ferris wheel. It has been up since October 2020, and even during quarantine, it is bustling with people. Families bring their kids, couples go on dates, and tourists go to enjoy the waterfront. It is a diverse crowd of people of all walks of life, races, and economic backgrounds. Sochi Armin has the story.
On average weekends, about 1,000 people per day are riding the Ferris wheel in Old Sac. There are procedures in place to keep riders safe against the coronavirus. There are 6-foot markers on the ground to enforce social distancing, and mask use is suggested, although there is a significant amount of people ignoring this guideline. One man waiting in line for the Ferris wheel on a date with his girlfriend explained that he felt safe and comfortable despite the coronavirus.
And so this is my first Ferris wheel ride here during the pandemic. And I do feel safe because everyone's wearing masks and social distancing with the markers everywhere and stuff. So I feel good.
Another girl out with her friends shared that the lack of masks on some people made her feel slightly uncomfortable. But the setup, despite having flaws, helped her to feel more safe.
Yeah, this is my first time riding the Ferris wheel, but I feel like it's semi-safe because not as many people are wearing masks as they should be. But enough people are, and we're social distance, so I think it's pretty safe.
In order to get in, there's a $6 ticket fee and a short line with 6-foot markers for each group, but the street was packed with people, making it harder to social distance. Many people were not bothered by this. One grandmother watching her grandkids ride from the street said she was comfortable. The amount of people didn't faze her.
They like it. This is the third time on it.
When asked if she felt her grandkids were safe, she said yes, and they have fun each time they come. For BlueDevilHub.com, this is Sochi Larmian reporting.
Finding something to do in Old Sacramento is not very hard. However, picking a place to go may be difficult since there are so many options. One of those options is Candy Heaven, a candy shop near the Ferris wheel. Lindsay Shea has the story.
Business first came to Old Sacramento during the gold rush, as the area quickly became a trading center for the miners who came to town for supplies. Today, Old Sac is still a haven for local businesses. In 2002, Candy Heaven opened its doors to the public. Candy Heaven is a family-owned business that usually has no more than 2 people working at a store. They are located on Front Street or close to the Ferris wheel. They have anything from raspberry candies to a variety of taffies and even Hello Panda cookies. The shop has both the old and retro candies to the new ones. There will always be something to try. With COVID, Mariah, a worker at Candy Heaven, explains the new precautions.
6 feet apart, only 10 people allowed in here, and hand sanitizer. And everybody is required to wear a mask.
Candy Heaven opens at 9 a.m. every day. They are not usually too busy on the weekdays, but on the weekends, their peak hours are around 3 to 4 p.m. J.R. Dixon came in around 9:30 a.m. on a Saturday when the store was not very busy to get his candy.
Pecans praline. I guess because it's the first time I went to New Orleans, first time I had pecans pralines, and every time I think of it, it makes me think of New Orleans. My auntie used to make it, and she's in her 90s. That's why I'm here in California right now.
Once you make your purchase, the candy is put into a small blue bag, and you may even get a free postcard with your candy. For BlueDevilHub.com, this is Lindsay Shea reporting.
Healthy Davis Together, the COVID testing program here in Davis, has the capacity to test every resident and student twice a week. It's partnered with local businesses to provide testing for their employees in exchange for guaranteed business in the form of gift cards. Elliot DeYoung has the story.
It's a calm Tuesday at Community Park. The Davis Dart Swim Team is practicing at Community Pool, while a couple of tennis players spar on the other side of the pathway. A steady stream of people is following the tent light COVID-19 testing here sign to the entryway of the Veterans Memorial Center. Every person tested here is offered a gift card for a local business when available. the result of a program to have businesses encourage their employees to get tested regularly, which Assistant City Manager Ashley Feeney helped develop.
Hey, if you become a partner, you're going to adhere to certain protocols as it relates to kind of workplace safety, putting out materials related to, you know, kind of the Healthy Davis Together program overall. And then, of course, encouraging employees to get tested, you get some benefits.
These benefits include guaranteed income for the businesses involved through the Healthy Davis Together Partners program. Melissa and Gretchen Showalter, a mother-daughter duo who are the co-owners of Davis Cards and Games, have benefited from this stimulus program, and their gift cards are sometimes offered at the Veterans Memorial to encourage people to get tested.
Pre-pandemic, I was hosting camps for kids to learn how to play Magic, to teach them without the pressure of it being an actual tournament.
Both of the Showalters get tested at the Mondavi Center every Sunday alongside their employees and have benefited from the steady income that the gift cards provide. For BlueDevilHub.com, this is Elliot DeYoung reporting.
The news cycle is produced by the Blue Devil Hub in collaboration with the Davis Enterprise. Katrina Hawes and Jihan Moon are the producers. Our theme music is by Daniel Ruiz Jimenez. Thank you for listening. See you next week, Davis.